弟兄姊妹都知道，这一次特会的主题是侍奉神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, we all know the theme for the conference is serving God's purpose.
而我所承受的托付呢，是要从哥林多前后书看服侍神的旨意。
And the assignment to me is to look at serving God's purpose in the Corinthian letters.
我想请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
Let's first read some God's words.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开哥林多前书。
Please first turn to 1 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们先从第一节读到第七节。
We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 7.
我先用中文读，然后我们弟兄用英文读。
I'm going to first read it in Chinese, and my brother is going to read it in English.
奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同兄弟所提尼，写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠，又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备，正如我为基督做的见证在你们心里得以坚固，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。
Paul called an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Sothenes our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, sent by calling, with all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.Grace to you and the peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God, which was given you in Christ Jesus, that in everything you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony concerning Christ was confirmed in you, so that you are not lacking in any gift, awaiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
22节和23节。
Verses 22 and 23.
犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人希利尼人，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
For indeed Jews ask for signs, and the Greeks search for wisdom.But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block and to Gentiles a foolishness. But to those who are the called, both the Jews and the Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
第二章第一节和第二节。
Chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意。在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with the superiority of a speech or of a wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
我们来看第十三章。
And let's turn to chapter 13.
第四节到第八节。
From verse 4 to verse 8.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，知识也终必归于无有。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoice with the truth. Bear all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of a prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away.
第十三节
Verse 13
如今长存的有信有望有爱这三样其中最大的是爱
But now faith, hope, love abide the three But the greatest of this is love
我们再请看第十五章
Let's turn to chapter 15
十五章第十三节
Verse 13
若没有死人复活的事基督也就没有复活了
But if there is no resurrection of the dead not even Christ has been raised
十六节
Verse 16
因为死人若不复活基督也就没有复活了
For if the dead are not raised not even Christ has been raised
然后我们要从五十节读到五十八节
And we're going to read from verse 50 to all the way to verse 58
弟兄们我告诉你们说血肉之体不能承受神的国必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们我们不是都要睡觉乃是都要改变就在一霎时眨眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候用号筒要响死人要复活成为不朽坏的我们也要改变这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的这必死的总要变成不死的这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的这必死的即变成不死的那是经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了死啊你得胜的权势在哪里死啊你的毒钩在哪里死的毒钩就是罪罪的权势就是律法感谢神使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜所以我亲爱的弟兄们你们务要坚固不可摇动常常竭力多做主工因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的
Now I say this, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable Behold, I tell you a mystery We will not all sleep, but we will all be changedIn a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and the mortal must be put on immortality. And when this perishable will be put on this imperishable, and this mortal will be put on immortality, they will come about the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory.O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
我们都很清楚我们的神是有旨意的神。
We are very clear that our God is a God of purposes.
在创世之前他就定下了荣耀的旨意。
He has made this a glorious purpose even before the foundation of the world.
但是我们的神不仅有旨意。
But not only did our God have this purpose.
他也有他的作为。
And he also has his works.
啊，就是他有他的行动。
And that he has an act.
啊。那么我们都知道在神的这个作为的里面
And we know that in his acts
有两件非常重要的事情
And there are two very important things
啊，第一个就是启示
And the first is revelation
啊，那么第二个呢就是治理
And the other is economy
啊，那么神要成全他自己的完成他的旨意
And God is to fulfill his own purpose
啊，所以我们在新约圣经里面可以很清楚看见
Therefore in the New Testament we can see this very clearly
保罗在以弗所的教会讲启示
And Paul talks about revelation in the church at Ephesus
他告诉我们什么是教会。
And then he tells us what the church is.
他把教会的意义解释得非常的清楚。
He made it very clear the meaning of the church.
他在以弗所书里面也讲到教会怎样以身体的原则被建立。
And then he also talked about in the letter of Ephesians, how the church is to be built up according to the principle of the body.
我们知道这是非常重要的一件事情。
We know that that is a very important thing.
若是没有这个启示。
Because without this revelation.
我们就不会明白什么是真正的教会。
Then we don't know what is a true church.
我们感谢主把这个启示赐给他的百姓。
And we thank the Lord for giving this revelation to his people.
因为有这个启示的缘故。
Because of this, for,Having this revelation.
所以在教会历史上
Therefore in church history.
那么当很多时候当神的百姓偏离神旨意的时候
And many times when the people of God are deviating from the purpose.
教会在地上被扭曲变形
When the church has been distorted, has put into a different form.
但是因为有以弗所书的启示在
But because of the revelation of the book of Ephesians.
所以我们看见有许多神的儿女们因着这个启示被主修正
And we can see that many people of God has been corrected because of this revelation.
能够重新回到那个正确的教会的意义的里面。
They can again return to the true meaning of the church.
我们知道这是非常重要的一件事情。
And we know that this is a very important matter.
我们需要启示。
We need to have a revelation.
我们需要明白教会的意义。
And we need to understand the meaning of the church.
那么我们感谢主。
And I thank the Lord.
保罗在以弗所的教会里面把教会的意义和建造启示给我们。
And Paul used the church at Ephesus to tell us the revelation, the meaning and the building of the church to us.
但是保罗不仅有这个启示。
But not only did Paul have this revelation.
保罗在哥林多的教会里面呢就讲到教会的治理。
And in the letters to the Corinthians, he talked about the economy of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这个启示和这个教会的治理，这是并行的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we know that the revelation and the economy or government in the church are in parallel.
我们没有启示是不行的。
If we do not have a revelation, it cannot be.
但是如果我们光有启示
，If we only have the revelation,
没有治理
，But there is no government,
这个也是不平衡的。
And that is also unbalanced.
所以这两件事情是同时应当并重的两件事情。
And therefore, these two things are shall be carried out in parallel.
我们知道在神的工作的里面
，We know that in God's work,
在中文圣经里面呢，他用了很多的字来形容。
And in the Chinese translations, many words has been used to describe this.
他们用有的用经营这个字。
And some of the term is a trend is a
economy.
Economy. 啊，
那么中文也有翻译做安排。
And it can also be translated as arrangements.
那么也有人用说是行政。
And some could also say that it is administration.
啊。那么呢，也有用治理这个字。
And that can also be translated as a government.
我们晓得神的工作就是为要叫他的教会能够达到他荣耀的旨意。
And we know that God's word is to allow his church to fulfill his glorious purpose.
在我个人的领会里面
In my own understanding,
这个经营呢，这个字比较大。
The word economy is a bigger word.
它的范围比较大。
The scope is bigger.
它好像比较是属于宇宙性质的。
And that is more related to the universal.
那么在地方上呢
？And what about at the local sense?
那么我想我们用治理这个字是比较合适的。
And it might be proper to use the word government.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，在哥林多前书里面乃是讲到教会的治理。
Therefore, in the 1 Corinthians, it talks about the government in the church.
这两件事情对于我们今天来讲应该是同时进行的两件事情。
And these two things shall be carried out in parallel.
以弗所书不仅启示我们关于教会的荣耀。
So the Ephesians talks about the glory of the church.
我们也需要有实行。
But we also need to have a way of a practice.
那么我们也需要 把这个荣耀带到今天地上的教会里面。
And we also need to bring this glory to the local assembly.
所以因此呢，地上教会的治理变成非常重要的事情。
Therefore, the government for the church on earth is very important.
啊，所以我们的神是有启示也有实行的。
And therefore, our God has a revelation. He also has a way of a practice.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他启示让我们知道。他的旨意，永远的旨意就是基督。
And he reveals this to us so that we may know that his eternal purpose is Christ.
但是他也启示我们，在教会中这个治理的方法是钉十字架的基督。
And he also reveals to us that the way of the government in the church is Christ crucified.
所以神的旨意是基督。
Therefore, God's purpose is Christ.
达到神旨意的方法是钉十字架的基督。
And yet the way to fulfill God's purpose is Christ crucified.
我们知道这是非常重要的一件事情。
We know that this is a very important thing.
钉十字架的基督是神治理的方法。
And Christ crucified is the way of God's government.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
那么今天我们在教会的这个治理上面
So concerning the matter of a government in the church,
我们可以从哥林多前书里面很清楚地看见
And we can see this very clearly in the book of 1 Corinthians.
保罗怎样用神的方法来治理神的教会
How Paul used God's way to govern in the church of God.
那么我们知道哥林多前书呢可以说讲到教会的治理。
And we know that the first Corinthians talk about the government in the church.
也就是用神的方法治理神的教会。
And that is use God's way to govern in the God's church.
那么哥林多后书呢
And what about the second Corinthians?
就讲到治理教会的人。
And talks about the persons who will be governing in the church of God.
就是神可以使用来治理教会的人。
And this group of people can be used by God to govern in his church.
所以我这一次呢有两堂的聚会。
Therefore, I have two sessions.
我想就这两个重点和弟兄姊妹们一同有交通。
And I would like to fellowship with the brothers and sisters concerning these two points.
我们第一个要讲我们怎样能按照神的方法来治理神的教会。
First of all, we would like to talk how we can govern in God's church according to his way.
那么第二方面
And the second point.
我们就要交通到我们怎样能成为神手中合用来治理教会的人。
And how can we become a people that can be used by God to govern in his church?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在初期的教会的里面
In the early church.
我们知道是使徒们教导我们如何用神的方法治理教会
？And the apostles teach us how to use God's way to govern in His church.
同时，他们也做了一个好的榜样。
And at the same time, they also set good examples.
说明神可以用来治理教会的人到底是什么样的一种人
？And to explain to us what kind of people can be used by God to govern in His church.
所以我想弟兄姊妹都很清楚啊。
And I think, brothers and sisters, we are very clear on this.
那么使徒保罗是头一个世纪可以说是最好的一个榜样。
And Apostle Paul, we can say that it is the best examples in the first century.
所以只有保罗敢讲说，你们要效法我，像我效法基督。
And therefore, Paul can say this, imitate me just like I imitate Christ.
那么保罗是一个最会运用钉十字架基督来治理教会的一个人。
And Paul actually was the one who really knew how to use Christ crucified to govern in the church of God.
那么在哥林多前书里面
So in the first Corinthians,
保罗告诉我们钉十字架的基督就是神的智慧神的能力。
And Paul tells us that the Christ crucified is the power of God and also the wisdom of God.
他也告诉我们
He also tells us,
那么从钉十字架的基督我们看见什么是真正的爱。
And through the Christ crucified, we can truly see what the true love is.
在哥林多前书十三章。
And that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
那么他也告诉我们从钉十字架的基督我们看见复活的荣耀。
And also, he tells us that how we can see the glory of a resurrection through Christ crucified.
我想关于这几个点，那么我们呢，稍微的做一点的解释。
And we're going to briefly explain on this point.
因为这是神所使用最有效的方法。
Because this is the most effective way God is using.
这是可以说治理教会的唯一的方法。
And then we can also say that this is the only way to govern in the church.
所以我们必须要明白它。
Therefore, we have to understand this.
首先他告诉我们说，钉十字架的基督就是智慧和能力。
And first of all, he tells us that the Christ crucified is indeed the wisdom and the power.
当然保罗在哥林多前书里面也解释了。
Of course, in 1 Corinthians, Paul also explained this.
这个智慧不是世上的智慧。
And this wisdom is not the wisdom from the world.
不是将要败亡之人的智慧。
And it's not the wisdom of the one who is to perish.
这个智慧乃是神隐藏奥秘的智慧。
And that wisdom is a hidden wisdom about God's mystery.
因为只有从这个智慧里面，我们能明白神的奥秘。
Because only through this wisdom we can understand God's mystery.
我想在初期的教会历史的里面，
and we know that from the early church history,
我们能看见有一班人他们跟随主。
We can see that a group of people who follow the Lord.
就着人来讲，他们没有什么智慧。
From man's perspective, they didn't have much wisdom.
他们也没有受过什么教育。
They were not much educated.
像彼得像约翰这些打鱼的人。
And for Peter and John, they were just a fisherman.
他们这些人是一般非常平常的人。
And they were but the ordinary people.
但是因为主把他这个智慧给了他们。
But because the Lord has given them this wisdom.
结果你看见像彼得像约翰这样的人，他们也可以明白神的奥秘。
And we can see that for people like Peter and John, they could also understand God's mystery.
那么当然保罗是一个天然就比较聪明的人。
Of course, for Paul, he was naturally more intelligent.
但是保罗也很清楚。
But Paul also knew this very well.
如果用他自己的智慧的话呢？
And if he was to use his own wisdom,
他顶多只能明白什么是犹太教。
And he could only understand what the Judaism is.
他知道只有神所赐这个奥秘的智慧。
He knew only through the wisdom given by God.
叫他能明白神一切的奥秘。
And he could understand all mystery of God.
结果呢，就使他成了神奥秘式的管家。
And that turned him into the steward of God's mystery.
哇，我们知道在神的奥秘里面，那个拥有的丰富丰满是非常大的。
We know that in God's mystery, there's a much enrichment and also much abundance.
那么只有这个智慧使我们能明白神的家，神是多么的丰富。
And then only through this wisdom, we can see God's abundance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们蒙恩得救之后，
And after we have been saved,
这个智慧都在我们的里面。
And this wisdom is in us.
那么这个智慧不仅使我们能够明白神的荣耀的旨意。
And this wisdom will not only allow us to understand God's glorious purpose.
知道神奥秘的事。
And to understand his mysteries.
这个智慧运用在教会的治理上。
And this wisdom is to be exercised in the government of the church.
也是使我们能分辨所有一切的光景。
And that could also allow us to have a discernment concerning various conditions.
我们都知道今天在教会的侍奉上，
We know that in church services,
这个属灵的判别力非常的重要。
And it is very important to have a spiritual discernment.
我们也知道什么是出于基督的，什么不是出于基督的。
And we have to know what is of Christ and what is not.
你要用人的智慧是很难分辨。
It is very hard for you to distinguish the difference with your human wisdom.
只有主的智慧使我们能够分辨。
Only the Lord's wisdom will allow us to discern.
并且呢，这个智慧使我们能解释一切的事情。
And also this wisdom will allow us to explain all things.
在教会中有侍奉经验的人就知道了。
And for those who have experience of serving in the church.
今天我们所碰见了很多很多的难处。
And a lot of times we are faced with many difficulties.
我们要分辨这个难处有时候不容易。
And sometimes it's not very easy to discern about these difficulties.
有时候解释起来更困难。
And sometimes it will be even more difficult to interpret.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神把一个奥秘的智慧赐给我们。
God has given us this mysterious wisdom.
这是从钉十字架的基督所赐给我们的智慧。
And that is given through Christ who was crucified.
那么这个智慧呢，使我们可以在教会的治理上面能够处理所有一切的困难。
And through this wisdom, we can deal with all kinds of difficulties in the government of the church.
我们晓得在旧约时代，
we know that in the Old Testament time,
已经有很多圣徒们呢，他们会运用神的这种智慧。
And many saints already knew how to exercise this wisdom of God.
大家都最清楚的就像但以理。
And probably we are all very familiar with Daniel.
你看见处在那样一个复杂混乱的环境的里面。
And he was in such a difficult and a chaotic situation.
但以理有从神那里来的智慧。
And Daniel had this wisdom from God.
所以他就可以在那个环境的里面替神来处理事情。
And therefore he was able to deal with the things on the behalf of God.
以至于达到一个荣耀。
And therefore to the point he could reach his glory.
能够看见至高者在人的国中掌权。
And he could see that the Most High reign among nations.
至高者如何在人的国中掌权呢？
How the Most High reign among the nations.
乃是借着这一般能够运用神智慧的一般人。
And it actually was done through this group of people who was able to exercise the wisdom of God.
感谢主，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Now, thank the Lord, we now have been saved.
神已经把这个智慧给我们。
And God has given us this wisdom.
但是很可惜啊。
Pitifully,
很多时候我们不太会运用这个智慧。
And a lot of times we don't know how to exercise this wisdom.
结果我们还是运用了人的智慧来治理神的家。
And oftentimes we use a human wisdom to govern in the house of God.
我们晓得很多时候我们做一件不智慧的事。
And we know that a lot of times we do something unwisely.
不仅给我们个人带来很大的难处，给教会带来很多的苦难。
And then not only will bring a lot of difficulty to ourselves and we will also bring a lot of difficulties to the church.
我们人很多的时候我们运用自己的智慧习惯。
And because we are so used to use our own wisdom.
我们不太会运用神给的智慧。
We don't know how to use God's wisdom.
所以在教会的治理上是需要智慧的。
Therefore, in the government, in the church, we need wisdom.
那么这个智慧从哪里来呢？
And where is this wisdom from?
是从钉十字架的基督来的。
And that is from Christ crucified.
他不仅是我们的智慧。
He is not only our wisdom.
他也是能力，神的能力。
And he is also God's power.
啊，那么这能力这个字啊，
And concerning the word power,
在希腊原文这个 dunamis 这个字有两方面的意思。
In the Greek original language, it says that it's the word dunami, and there's two aspects to it.
一方面的意思就是爆炸的力量，它有炸力。
And on the one hand, it is an explosive power.
啊，另外一方面来讲，它是一个动力，推动。
On the other hand, it is a moving power.
我们知道在教会的治理事上是需要有能力。
And we know that we need powers in terms of governing in the church of God.
这个能力非常的宝贵。
And this power is very precious.
我们晓得地上呢，人也有很多的所谓的那个爆炸的力量。
And we know that in theAmong humans, there's a lot of explosive powers.
这个地上的这一些炸力只能把人炸死的。
And then all these explosive powers could also explode you to death.
只有主的炸力把人炸活了。
And but only the explosive powers from the Lord can make you alive.
他可以除去我们身上的难处。
And he could remove the difficulties from us.
而不伤害我们这个人。
And not to hurt us.
是奇妙的能力。
And it is a wonderful power.
他不仅在我们身上有这种的炸力。
And not only will he have this explosive power in us.
那么这个呢，也在我们教会的侍奉成为一个推动的力量。
And that was also a power that would push us forward.
所以在教会的治理上，
therefore in the government in the church,
我们需要有智慧，需要有能力。
And we need to have a wisdom. We also need to have a power.
而这个智慧，这个能力从哪里来呢？
And where are this wisdom and power from?
保罗说钉十字架的基督就是神的能力，智慧就是神的能力。
And Paul said that the Christ crucified is the wisdom of God and the power of God.
他不仅那么给我们带来智慧和能力。
And not only will he bring us power and wisdom.
在哥林多前书第十三章
In chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians.
透过这位钉十字架的基督
And through this Christ crucified.
那么把真正的爱显明出来。
And the true love will be manifested.
我们也晓得今天在地上
We know that on the earth this, today.
在教会的侍奉里面
And concerning church service.
爱是最混乱的一个东西。
And love is the most confusing one.
讲爱最多。
And we talk about love the most.
实行上爱是最混杂。
And as we put into practice, it is the most confusing.
为什么？因为我们有天然的爱。
Why is that? Because we have this natural affection.
我们常常用天然的人的爱来代替神的爱。
And a lot of times we take our person, natural love to replace God's love.
那么这里告诉我们。
And here it tells us.
那么神的爱是一个真理的爱。
And God's love is a love of a truth.
它不光是一个天然的，不是一个天然的感情。
It's not just a natural affections.
啊，那么你读哥林多前书十三章的时候
，As you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
你会看见这里所讲的爱一点都不 romantic.
And this love is not romantic at all.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是什么真理的爱
？And this is a love in truth.
这跟天然的感情完全不一样的东西。
And this is a totally different from our natural affections.
只有出于这种爱。
Only out of this kind of love.
才能够建立基督的身体。
Can we build the body of Christ?
所以这个爱是支配整个基督身体的一个律。
And therefore, this love is the principle that governs the entire body of Christ.
但是我们看见今天各处的教会好像都缺少这种爱。
But we can see in various churches, it seems that we are all lacking in this kind of love.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢神。
Brother and sister, we really thank
God. 我们看见爱和真理是一致。
And we can see that love and the truth are inconsistent.
所以这是保罗在哥林多前书十三章告诉我们的。
And this is what Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
因为今天在教会的治理上何等需要爱。
Because concerning the church government, how much do we need love?
但是呢，如果我们所用的是一个错误的爱，只有使教会产生更大的难处。
But if we only use this wrong kind of love, then we will only cause more difficulties in the church.
我们知道天然的爱是有偏心的。
And we know that the natural love is not is partial.
天然的爱就使我们怎么样呢？会结党。
And the natural love will cause divisions.
所以在很多聚会的里面都有很多小集团的。
And there's so therefore in many assemblies there's these many small groups.
那么是因为什么？有天然的爱所产生的。
And that was a result of this natural love.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
只有钉十字架的基督
，Only Christ crucified
能够引进真实的爱
，Can usher in this true love.
也只有这个爱使教会得做真正的建造。
And only through this love, the church can be truly built up.
那不仅这样
，Not only that，
在哥林多前书十五章
，In 1 Corinthians chapter 15，
保罗在这里论到复活的事情。
Paul talks about resurrection here.
当然，我们知道这个复活是主所引进来的。
We know that this resurrection was ushered in by the Lord.
所以呢，在这里钉十字架的基督启示了那个复活的荣耀。
And therefore, we can see that the Christ crucified actually revealed the glory of a resurrection.
保罗告诉我们说，这是一个奥秘。
Paul tells us that this is a mystery.
我们基督徒不是死了睡觉，乃是要什么？要改变。
And Paul tells us that we not as Christians we don't just die, but we are in sleep, but we will be changed.
啊，因为复活的缘故，所以我们有一个改变的一个荣耀。
And because of the glory of a resurrection, we have this glory of a change.
那么有的人用这样的一个解释啊， And 这个改变呢，也可以说是一种蜕变，像这个毛虫变蝴蝶一样的这种改变。
And so there's the term change can also be used as the another term is a metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis, 对。
Yes, exactly.
那么，所以呢，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在地上的年日啊，其实我们已经在这个复活的这个能力里面逐渐开始改变。
So, brothers and sisters, as our days on earth, we are already in this gradual change of a resurrection.
不过呢，因为这个改变的过程没有完全，所以看起来不大好看。
And because we are, the change process is not yet complete, so a lot of times we don't look that good.
所以很多时候我们的毛虫不像毛虫，蝴蝶也不像蝴蝶。
And sometimes we don't like a caterpillars, we don't like a butterflies either.
但是有一天你要改变像主。
But one day you shall be changed like the Lord.
这是复活的一个荣耀的盼望。
And this is the hope of our resurrection.
我们在教会的侍奉里。
So in the church
service, 我们要把这个荣耀的盼望带给神的百姓。
And we need to bring this glorious hope to the people of God.
我们看见很多弟兄姊妹现在的光景不大好看，但是你要看见将来的荣耀。
So sometimes we see brothers and sisters' conditions are not that good, but we need to see the future glory.
我们看自己也不大好看，但是呢，将来会荣耀。
And if we look ourselves, we don't look that good either, but we have this future glory.
让我们在侍奉上能够不灰心。
So that we won't feel frustrated in our service.
也让我们能接纳所有的弟兄和姊妹。
And we will also be able to accept all brothers and sisters.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And it is such an important thing.
弟兄姊妹们，
so, sisters,
无论我们得救时我们的背景光景是怎样，
and, no matter what kind of conditions we were in when we were saved，
无论我们个人的天性上面有多少的难处，
no matter what kind of difficulties we may have in our personality，
或者你看见别人的天性上有多么大的难处，
or we can see how much difficulties they have in their personality，
但是你要有一个复活的看见，
but you should have this seeing of a resurrection，
你要知道终有一天他要改变，
because one day he or she will be changed，
弟兄姊妹们，这叫我们能够服侍啊，能够不灰心啊。
And so that, brothers and sisters, we will look, in this way, we will not lose heart as we serve.
不仅这样，
not only that,
这个复活也是个得胜的能力。
And that resurrection is also a power, overcoming power.
保罗因为这个复活的缘故，
and because of this resurrection,
他可以有得胜的宣告。
Paul can make this proclamation.
是啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Death, where is your sting?
你的权势在哪里？
Death, where is your power?
他可以因着复活向死亡宣告。
And because of resurrection, he can proclaim victory over death.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们知道在侍奉上，
And we know that in our service,
特别地上的教会，
especially for the churches on the earth,
处处你都能碰见死亡的事情。
You can see things of death.Everywhere.
啊，不是别人死了就你死了，反正就是这样。
It's not the one person dead or you are dead.
但是我们不要忘记我们有复活的能力。
But don't forget that we have this resurrection power.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，使徒保罗在哥林多前书告诉我们。
And Paul tells us in the First Corinthians.
这是钉十字架的基督所引进来的宝贵的一些真理。
And that is the precious truth ushered in through the Christ crucified.
而这些真理才是真正治理教会最重要的条件。
And these truths are the most important qualifications in terms of governing in the Church of God.
我们晓得只有十字架连于神永远的旨意。
And we know that only the cross is connecting to the will of God.
是十字架除去了天然生命对教会错误的影响。
And because the cross will remove the wrong influence from our natural life.
这是神手中最有力的兵器。
And this is the most effective weapons in the hands of God.
圣灵运用它。
And the Holy Spirit is using it.
今天我们要学会运用它。
And today we also need to learn to use it.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们都知道今天主在地上做恢复的工作。
We know that our Lord is doing the work of recovery on this earth.
其实恢复最大的路就是钉十字架的基督。
The biggest way, the path for the recovery is the Christ crucified.
这也是神永不放弃的一个原因。
And that is why God will never forsake His people.
我们真是满心感谢我们的主啊。
And we really thank our Lord with all our hearts.
当我们的父拣选我们的时候，他是因为预先知道我们是什么人而拣选我们的。
Because when our Father, when He chose us, He already knew, foreknew what kind of person we will be.
他把我们这些堕落的罪人，这些充满麻烦的人找回来了。
He sought us out. These are group of peoples who are, have been defiled by sins and also full of difficulties, troubles.
因为他的儿子钉了十字架。
Because His Son was crucified.
所以现在神手中有一个最有力的兵器。
Therefore, there's these most effective weapons in His hands.
他可以改变这一切的情况。
And He can change all these conditions.
所以他从来都不放弃。
Therefore, He will never give up.
因为他知道一定把我们能带到那个荣耀的里面。
Because He knew that He will eventually He will lead us into His glory.
弟兄姊妹，这在我们的侍奉中间也是非常重要的一个看见。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important seeing in our service.
我们晓得什么是恢复的工作呢？
So do we, we do know that what is the work of a recovery?
恢复的工作一面来讲是挽回。
So for the work of a recovery, on the one hand, it is a restoration.
一方面是建立。
On the other hand, is to build up.
今天我们看见教会中许多的情况出来了。
And now we see many different conditions, situations in the church.
哎呀，你不要希望说把这个难处把它搬走啊。
And don't ever think you can remove these difficulties.
哎，我们常常有时候心里面就是，也许不敢这么祷告，但是心里面在想，主啊，你最好把这个难处挪开。
And a lot of times, probably we won't able to say that in our prayers, but in our hearts, we'll think of.Lord, please remove these difficulties.
我年轻时候出来侍奉主。
And when I was young, I came out to serve the Lord.
哎，那时候也遇见点难处。
And I also encountered some difficulties.
有一个年长弟兄啊，常常为难我。
And there's a, I had a hard time from an elderly brother.
见到我就冷嘲热讽的。
And he also make fun of me or, yeah, whenever he met me.
心里很痛苦。
And he made me very, feel very difficult.
所以我常常回到主面前祷告。
So a lot of times when I turn back to the Lord and pray,
我心里面这样想，但我也不敢这么祷告。
And I thought this in my heart, but I didn't dare. I did not dare to say that in my prayers.
直到有一天我在那个会所里面碰见他了。
And one day I just ran into this brother in the church building.
他说：“弟兄啊。
”And he said, "Brother,
你是不是祷告求主把我这个石头搬开，你好走路啊？”
Have you not prayed that the Lord will move me away so that it will be easier for you to move forward?
诶，我心里想，真的，我心里是这么想的。
And I said, wow, that is exactly what I was thinking.
但是我也不敢讲。
But I dare not to say yes.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们常常觉得最好这个难处没有，对不对？
And a lot, brothers and sisters, a lot of times we hope that these difficulties will be gone.
如果是这样。
If that's the case.
如果主也是这样对待我们，
If the Lord is dealing with us in this way,
你我老早就被丢到火湖里去了。
And we will be cast into the lake of fire long ago.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他做挽回的工作。
Because He is doing the work of restoration.
他永不放弃。
He will never give up on us.
今天不能挽回你，明天还要挽回你。
If He cannot restore you today, He will try it again tomorrow.
今天不能挽回你，以后还要挽回你。
If He cannot do it this year, He will do it later on.
所以如果我们今天真正是做主的工，
But if we are truly doing the work of the Lord.
你要做挽回的工作。
You need to do the work of restoration.
不仅挽回，
Not only to restore.
并且还要把它建立起来。
But also to build it up.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
今天神如何来做这个恢复的工作呢？
How does the Lord do the work of recovery?
就是借着十字架。
That is through the cross.
没有十字架。
Without the cross.
不可能有挽回。
There is no work of restoration.
没有十字架。
Without the cross,
圣灵也很难做建立的工作。
And the Holy Spirit cannot do the work of building up.
所以我们感谢主。
So really thank the Lord.
我们看见，在哥林多前书的里面
，We can see in the First Corinthians,
保罗做了一个好的榜样。
Paul set such a good example.
我们看见他如何运用神的方法来治理神的教会。
And we can see how he used God's way to govern in God's church.
熟悉哥林多前书的人都知道。
And those who are familiar with the First Corinthians know this.
这哥林多的教会啊， 是一个深深陷在人性堕落中的一个教会。
That the Corinthian church is a church that has fallen into the fallen humanity.
这个教会的难处是多得不得了的。
And there are many difficulties in that church.
我们可以看见在初期时代。
And we can see that in the early church
教会保罗所服侍的众教会。
And the many churches that Paul served.
哥林多教会是个最有困难的教会。
And the Corinthian church was the most difficult one.
这不是说别的教会没有难处。
It's not to say that the other church didn't have any difficulties.
而是哥林多教会的难处是特别大。
But, and yet the Corinthian church had the most difficult situation.
我们从哥林多前书里面大概可以看见哥林多当时教会的一些情形。
And from the first Corinthians, we can roughly see the conditions of the church at that time.
我们简单的讲一下。
And we can briefly mention this.
这个教会呢，是一个高度混杂的教会。
And this church is highly mingled.
那我们知道很多地上教会都是混杂，但是它高度混杂。
We know that many churches on earth are kind of mingled, but this one is highly mingled.
所以你会看见在那里，他们有高知识，但是有低道德。
And we can see that in that church they are very high in knowledge, they are very low in morals.
可见这个教会深深地受到哥林多这个环境的影响。
And we can see that church was highly influenced by their circumstances.
他们已经把这个世界败坏的那种风气带到教会里面。
They have brought in this defiled air into the church.
那么这个教会也是，他们有认识，他们不是没有认识，但是行不出来。
And for this church, they also had the knowledge, but they couldn't carry it out.
他们也有恩赐。
They also had the gifts.
神给他们各样的恩赐。
And God has given them very kinds of gifts.
但是教会却一点秩序都没有。
But there was no order in the church.
他们在一个聚会的里面。
They were in one assembly.
却是分门别类。
And yet there were many divisions.
他们有内部的分裂。
And they have these internal divisions.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见这哥林多教会的这个难处。
And we can see the difficulties in the Corinthian church.
这是何等可怕的一个难处。
And it's such a dreadful difficulty.
但是对于这样的一个教会。
But concerning the church like this.
我们看见神的恩典还是非常丰富的。
We can see God's grace is still very abundant.
他们承受了神很多的祝福。
Because they have received much blessings from God.
那么第一个一方面至少我们看见他们接受了当代神最好的工人、最优秀的工人们的服侍。
And we can see that they receive the service of the best workers of the Lord at that time.
保罗在那里住了一年半。
And Paul stayed there over a year and a half.
亚波罗也在那里服侍过。
And Apollos also served there.
也许彼得也在那里服侍过。
Peter probably served there also.
因为他们那里有人说我们是属彼得的。
Because some people in the church say that we are of Peter.
他们那里还有百基拉、雅居拉这么好的一对弟兄姊妹。
And also Aquila and Priscilla.
还有提摩太、提多这些人都在那边有过服侍。
And also Timothy and Titus.
所以呢，这个教会呢，他们曾经承受过在那个世代里面神的一些最好的工人的一个服侍。
And we can see that the church has received the service of the best workers of God at that time.
这个叫我们真是很羡慕啊。
And we really admire that.
对吧？我们不要多啊，来个保罗就够了。
And we don't need that many. We only need one Paul.
你知道我年轻时候刚出来侍奉主的时候啊。
And I remember when I was young, first I came out to serve.
这个讲道啊，对我来讲啊，可是一个非常大的困难。
And the preaching to me is a very big difficulty.
一想到讲道，我这个睡也睡不好，吃也吃不好。
And every time when I thought about preaching, I could not sleep well, I could not eat well.
整天都觉得很大的压力。
And I feel pressured and stressed all day long.
有一天呢，我就看一位年长的姊妹。
And one day when I went to see an elderly sister.
当然他是无心的。
Of course, she didn't say that intentionally.
他孙军我告诉你。
And she said that, Brother Sun, I will tell you this.
在中国那差不多有名的传道人我都听过他们讲道。
And in China, I have heard those famous preachers preached.
他说我听过尼托森弟兄讲道。
I have heard Brother Ni.
我也听过宋尚杰弟兄讲道。
I have heard 江尚。江尚。
他又讲了这个那个讲了好多个。
And she continued to say this and that.
当然一方面我心里面是很羡慕。
On the one hand, I really have this admiration.
但是另外一面他不晓得这样讲给我带来多大的压力。
But on the other hand, when she was saying that, it caused a lot of pressure on me.
所以回去我想他什么人道都听过了，我还有什么道讲给他听呢？
And after I returned to my home, I feel like she has heard so many famous preachers. What kind of a message could I preach?
哇，我就更是感觉这个讲道的压力大得不得了。
I feel even more pressure in my preaching.
我想这个道给别人都讲完了，我还有什么好讲的呢？
And I feel like all these messages has been preached by others. So what else left me to? Why else left me to preach?
所以你知道在哥林多这里。
And so here in first, in Corinth,
他们有这么多的好的工人在那里服侍他们。
They have these so many good servants, workers working there, serving there.
按理讲是很有福气的，对不对？
So actually, they are really blessed.
他们呢，应该感恩的。
They should be very thankful.
不仅这样。
Not only that.
在哥林多前书第一章第六节告诉我们。
In First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 6.
他们是知道什么是基督的见证。
And they actually knew what the testimony of God is.
保罗说，基督的见证在你们里面是确定的。
And Paul says that concerning the testimony concerning Christ was confirmed in you.
因为可能像我们要听了很多关于基督的见证啊，神永远的旨意这些道啊，不是不知道。
And probably just like us, we have heard a lot of messages concerning the testimony of Christ and also God's eternal purpose.
并且呢，保罗说你们口才、知识、恩赐都全备。
And Paul also said that you are rich and complete in knowledge and also in gifts.
但是保罗说你们表现出来的呢，却像婴孩，却是充满肉体。
And yeah, what you have expressed is just like a babe, full of flesh.
弟兄姊妹们
and so brothers and sisters,
像这么样一种的组合的一个教会
and for such a combination in this church
主如果要你去服侍你去吗
and if the Lord sent you to serve in that church are you willing to go
哎呀我想我们只好逃啊
and probably we would like to flee away
你知道近代的传道人的最大的本事就是逃
you know that for the preachers in the recent years the best things they can do is to flee away.
尽量躲。
They just try to hide away.
感谢主。
But really thank the Lord.
主使用保罗在这样的一个教会中服侍。
And the Lord used Paul to serve in such a church.
我们都知道保罗是一个具有使命的一个使徒。
And we know that Paul is an apostle with a mission.
神曾经借着异象启示神永远的旨意给他。
God used a vision to reveal His eternal purpose to him.
神把这个目的托付在保罗的身上。
God has entrusted this purpose to Paul.
的确，在头一个世纪
，Of course, in the first century,
保罗也是一个最以神的目的为目的的人。
And Paul was the one who truly used God's purpose as his own purpose.
这对保罗来讲实在是一个沉重的托付。
And to Paul, it is a really heavy entrustment.
所以他来到哥林多教会的里面。
So when he came to the church at Corinth,
他不仅要处理哥林多教会里面各样的难处。
Not only did he need to solve all kinds of problems in the church,
把很多不对的光景把它归正。
He need to correct all the conditions that were not right.
但是这样还是不够的。
But that was not enough.
因为什么呢
？Why is that?
神还要叫他把神的百姓带进神的旨意里。
Because God wanted him to bring his people into his purpose.
这是多么艰难的一件事情。
And it was such a difficult task.
今天在我们的侍奉中。
So not today in our service.
如果我们能把一些错误的把一些不好的把它弄好了我们就高兴得不得了了。
If we can correct some wrong conditions, we'll be very happy.
但是神的心还不能满足。
And yet God's heart was not satisfied.
因为呢你看见保罗在开头讲 神的百姓是神所呼召的一般百姓。
And because right in the beginning, Paul says that the people of God was called by God.
这个呼召是有目的的。
And there's a purpose to this calling.
所以我们所有蒙恩得救的基督徒都必须记得。
So for all of us who have been saved by grace, should remember this.
我们是因神荣耀的目的被救赎的一般人。
We have been saved according to God's glorious purpose.
不是你光将来上天堂就这么简单。
It is not just as simple as you go to heaven.
神在我们身上有荣耀的目的的。
Because God has this glorious purpose on us.
所以教会的侍奉是有目的。
Therefore, there's a purpose to church service.
所以保罗说，我是奉神的旨意做使徒的。
And therefore, Paul said that he was called as apostle.
你看在哥林多这么样一个环境的里面，一定要一面要解决弟兄姊妹的难处，另外一面还要把神的旨意带进来，是多么艰苦、艰难的一个任务。
And we can see that in the church at Corinth, on the one hand, he had to solve all kinds of difficult problems. On the other hand, he need to usher in the purpose of God. We can see that it is such a difficult task.
那么保罗是用什么样的方法，怎么样在这个教会里面来服侍呢？
And so how did Paul serve in that church? What method did he use?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
保罗所用的就是钉十字架的基督。
And what Paul used was Christ crucified.
保罗说我在你们中间定义不知道别的。
And Paul says that among you I know nothing.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
因为只有这个才是最有效的方法。
Because this is the most effective way.
只有这个能解决哥林多一切所有的问题。
Because only through this, all the problems at Corinth could be resolved.
弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
所以保罗因此呢，在哥林多的教会里面就运用了钉十字架的基督。
Therefore, Paul exercised the Christ crucified in the church at Corinth.
今天我们觉得一个事情可惜的。
And today we feel something that is very sad.
一方面，很大多数神的儿女们对于十字架的道都不太清楚。
And on the one hand, not many people of God know the way of the cross.
但对我们中间呢，很多弟兄姊妹可能多年听这个道啊。我们真觉得这是一个古老的十字架。
And but to us, we have heard the message for so many years that we feel like this is a really an old rocky cross.
我们觉得说怎么又讲这个东西
？And we feel like how come you bring this up again?
弟兄姊妹，我不是问说我们知道多少，我们能讲多少。
And brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about how much we know, how much we can talk about.
我们实在觉得非常的惭愧。
We really feel ashamed.
今天我们会运用钉十字架的基督来治理神的教会吗？
Do we know how to use Christ crucified to govern in the God's church?
你看看各地聚会的情形，看看我们服事的情形。
So we look at the conditions of various assemblies and also look at our own service.
我们真的认识十字架吗？
Do we really know the cross?
我们真的懂十字架吗？
Do we really know the cross?
我们真的是运用十字架了吗？
Do we really use the cross?
我相信弟兄姊妹，我们心里面很清楚，我们很惭愧。
Brothers and sisters, probably we are very clear in our hearts. We are very, very much ashamed.
但是保罗会运用钉十字架的基督。
Paul knew how to use Christ crucified.
当我们读哥林多前书的时候，
So as we read 1 Corinthians,
我们看见哥林多前书的又出现很多弟兄姊妹的难处。
And we can see that there are many difficulties in the church.
那么这些难处呢，都可以说是一些 local 的当时代的一些情形的难处。
And those difficulties were actually the local issues.
那么保罗呢，一个一个问题的回答他们。
So Paul provide answers to their questions one by one.
我们有的人会读哥林多前书，觉得说，哎呀，这个是从前保罗的时代所遇见的一些难处，这个好像用在我们身上用不上来。
And sometimes as we read this letter, we feel like those are difficulties would only happen in Paul's time, cannot be applied to our situation.
但是我们需要知道一件事情。
But we need to know one thing.
神只给我们原则。
God only give us principles.
神从来没给我们有具体的方法。
God will never give us some concrete methods.
所以你在哥林多前书里面要找到一些具体的方法也不太容易。
So it will be very hard for you to find some concrete methods in this book.
为什么这样呢？
Why is that?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们晓得 属灵的事都是活的。
Because we know that spiritual matters are living.
神从来不用死的方法来治理他的教会。
God will never use a dead method to govern in his church.
神只把原则给我们。
God will only give us a principle.
今天我们必须顺服神的圣灵。
Today we need to be obedient to the Spirit of God.
在他的引导中来运用这些原则。
Under his leading to exercise these principles.
这样就可以解决所有一切的问题。
Then all the problems can be solved.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以保罗所使用当代使用的那个原则。
So Paul used the principle at that time.
可以运用在世世代代的里面。
That principles can be applied to all other generations.
时代可以改变。
Time may change.
环境可以改变。
Our circumstances may change.
人的思想形态改变。
And our mindset may change.
生活方式改变。
The lifestyle may change.
但是神的这个原则永不改变。
And yet this principle will never change.
并且能运用在各样不同的时代里面。
And that can be applied in all other generations.
所以因此我们从圣经里你不需要去找什么一个固定的方法，找不到的。
Therefore, in the Bible, we don't need to find some set methods.
保罗只是告诉我们，他怎样运用这个原则，就解决了哥林多所有教会的问题。
And Paul says that how he used this principle to solve all the problems in the Corinthian church.
感谢神。
We thank God.
今天这个原则也没有改变。
Today, this principle has not changed.
我们时代很清楚啊。
And we are very clear on this.
在头一个世纪。
In first century.
只有使徒保罗是十字架意义的最大解释者。
And the Apostle Paul was the biggest explainer of the meaning of the cross.
他也是一个强有力的实行者。
And he was also a strong practicer of the cross.
啊。是保罗把十字架的意义给我们解释的这么详尽。
And it was a Paul who explained the detail and the meaning of the cross to us.
他最明白十字架的道理。
And he knew the doctrine of the cross very well.
我们看见他所写的十三封书信里面。
And we can see the 13 letters he wrote.
我们看见篇篇书信里面都离不开十字架。
And we see that not one of them can depart from the cross.
这是头一个世纪保罗执事里面的一个主调。
And that is the central theme of Paul's ministry.
所以这几天我们弟兄们讲使徒保罗的书信。
And so for these few days, our brothers are talking about the Paul's letters.
每一个弟兄都要讲到十字架。
And every brother going to talk about the cross.
我想你们心里面预备好，往前几天还要讲。
And so please be prepared. You're going to hear the cross in the future days.
我们也希望。我们不厌烦这个道理。
And we hope that we won't feel tired of this doctrine.
求主施了怜悯。
And may the Lord give us mercy.
让我们能像保罗一样。
So that we can be like Paul.
明白十字架道理。
We can understand the meaning of the cross.
也会运用十字架的道理。
And we will also know how to use the cross.
我们晓得保罗在他蒙召出来侍奉主以后。
And we know that Paul, when he was called to serve the Lord,
过了15年
15 years later,
他写了第一封书信就是加拉太书。
And he wrote the first letter that is Galatians.
那个时候他已经明白与基督同定的道理。
At that time, he already knew how to be crucified with Christ.
感谢主，我们的弟兄昨天晚上已经给我们有很好的解释。
We thank the Lord, our brother already have provided us a very good explanation on that.
保罗在加拉太书里面讲说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And because Paul says in Galatians that he has been crucified with Christ.
这句话我们多熟悉啊。
It's such a familiar phrase.
但是对很多基督徒来讲。
And yet to many Christians.
我们感激主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
We are very appreciative about what Christ
我们感谢他为我们流血舍命。
We thank him for bleeding for us.
我们感谢他付重大的代价。
We thank him for paying such a great price.
但是保罗告诉我们说呢，当他看见基督钉十字架的时候呢，他说我也与他同钉十字架。
But Paul said that when he saw Christ, when he was crucified, he said, I have also been crucified with him.
这是何等的看见呢？
It's such a scene.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那个时候保罗已经开始明白十字架的意义。
At that time, Paul already came to understand the meaning of the cross.
那么等到保罗这个写哥林多前后书的时候，
When Paul wrote the first and second Corinthians,
他更多更深地运用了十字架的道理。
And then he further used the the meaning of the cross.
不仅运用在教会里。
Not only did he apply that to the church.
也运用在他个人的身上。
And also to him personally.
啊，这个是我们这两次需要交通的。
And that's what we are about to fellowship.
那么更有趣的一件事情。
And one thing that is more interesting.
就他在写完哥林多后书半年以后，他写了罗马书。
Two half a year later, when he wrote the First Corinthians, he wrote Romans.
那个时候呢，十字架的道理呢，在保罗的里面开始出现一个全面的一个图画出来。
And at that time, the meaning of the cross had become a complete picture in the heart of Paul.
我们知道罗马书是在哪里写的吗
？Do we know where the book of Romans was written?
罗马书正是在哥林多写的。
And the book was written in Corinth.
你看多么有趣啊！
那 how so interesting.
就是他眼见哥林多人堕落的光景。
And because he witnessed the fallen condition of the Corinthians,
让圣灵更深的启示他十字架的意义。
And he allowed the Holy Spirit to further reveal the meaning of the cross.
我们晓得有很多时候主也是把我们带到一种环境的经历里面。就教我们对一些真理有了更清楚的认识。
And then sometimes the Lord will lead us into certain conditions so that we could have a further experience of some truth.
这样说来，好像没有哥林多还写不出罗马书了。
So in this way, we can say that without a Corinthian church, Paul could not write Romans.
啊，保罗到了哥林多啊，弟兄姊妹们，他不是服侍光流泪啊。
And so when Paul came to Corinth, he did not just shed his tears.
的确，在初期的教会里面，恐怕哥林多是让保罗流泪最多的一个教会。
Probably in those early churches, the Corinthian church was the one that Paul shed the most tears.
他一面流泪
，On the one hand, he was shedding tears.
一面从败坏的情况背后，看见了十字架真实的意义。
And yet, through all the corruptions and all these the difficulties, he saw the true meaning of the cross.
所以，当我们读罗马书的时候
，So when we come to the Romans,
我们几乎可以看见十字架全面的一个完整的意义摆在我们的跟前。
And we can see the complete meaning of the cross in front of us.
我想我们没有时间去解释罗马书。
And I don't think we have a time to explain Romans.
我只简单提一下。
I just briefly mention.
从罗马书第六章到第七章。
And from Romans chapter 6 to 7.
保罗告诉我们十字架解决了罪的问题。
And Paul tells us the cross has dealt with the problem of sin.
十字架解决了死的问题。
And dealt with the issues of death.
十字架解决了律法的问题。
And also the matter concerning the law.
十字架也解决了肉体的问题。
And also the flesh.
到了第十三第八章。
As we come to chapter 8.
那么保罗告诉我们十字架就成了圣灵做工最有力的工具。
And Paul tells us that the cross has become the most effective weapons for the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵怎么在我们身上做工啊
？Today, how does the Holy Spirit do His work in us?
那是借着基督的十字架在我们身上做工的。
That has been done through the cross of the Christ.
所以到了第十二章
，So as we come to chapter
12, 他让我们弟兄，让我们基督徒要把自己献上，当作活祭。
And he said that as Christians, we need to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
什么叫做活祭呢
？So what is a living sacrifice?
就是让基督十字架的意义在我们的生活的每一件事情上都是活的。
And that means that the meaning of the cross is to be living in every detail of our daily living.
每一件事上都需要运用十字架。
In every matter of our life, we should exercise the cross.
这样就能建立基督的身体。
And in this way, the body of Christ can be built up.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
一个人能明白基督钉十字架的意义是非常宝贵的一件事情。
It is a very precious thing for a person that who can understand the meaning of the cross.
我们的主钉了十字架。
Our Lord was crucified on the cross.
保罗看见了十字架的意义。
Paul saw the meaning of the cross.
他就知道基督钉十字架是一个极大的奥秘。
He knew the cross is a great mystery.
十字架也是一个全备的救恩。
And the cross is the complete salvation.
只有钉十字架的基督才是一切问题的解答。
Only Christ crucified is the answer to all the problems and
questions. 无论我们个人的、团体的问题，通通能够得到解答。
And all kinds of problems, either it's a personal or a corporate, can be resolved.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天在地上，在教会的治理上面
，So concerning the matter of government in the church,
如果我们不懂得钉十字架基督的意义
If we do not understand the meaning of Christ crucified,
我们要把教会治理好，恐怕是非常困难。
You'll be very difficult to govern in the church well.
我们看见哥林多这个教会里有这么多的难处。
We can see that there are so many difficulties in the Corinthian church.
啊，这个难处啊，其实那个根源是很简单的。
And yet the root cause for those problems is very simple.
就是世界的智慧和世界的灵。
And that is the wisdom of this world and the spirit of this world.
如果今天我们容让世界的智慧、世界的灵还在教会的治理的里面来运用，
If we allow the spirit and also the wisdom of the world to be used in the government, in the church,
我们定会出现哥林多教会这种混乱的一个情况。
And there will be the confusion just like the Corinthian church had.
啊，我想我们很快很简单的把这哥林多这个教会的难处啊，保罗所解决的问题简单给弟兄姊妹们说明一下。
And I think we're going to quickly to go through the issues that Paul solved, resolved for the Corinthian church.
我刚刚讲了，你只要抓住了这个解决一些问题的钥匙。
And I already mentioned that if we can hold on to the key that can solve all the problems,
那个哥林多前书里面记载的各样的问题都能解决的。
Then all the issues of problems recorded in the book can be resolved.
所以我们最重要的是要抓住这一把解决的钥匙。
So the most important thing is to hold on to the key.
你看保罗因为会运用这个真理。
And we can see that Paul knew how to use this truth.
所以什么样的难处来到他跟前他都能解决。
Therefore he can resolve all the issues that came to his way.
那么首先呢，我们看见在哥林多教会里面有分门别类的问题。
First of all we can see that there were divisions.
他们呢因为工人的缘故，崇拜一些工人的缘故，教会就分裂了。
And because they idolized some workers, therefore there were divisions.
所以有人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗，我是属基法，我是属基督的。
And some would say I'm of Paul, I'm of Peter, I'm of and Apollos, and I'm of Christ.
这样就造成了什么？教会内部的分裂。
And that caused internal divisions.
感谢主。
And thank the Lord.
保罗是一个活在十字架原则底下的人。
Paul was the one living under the principle of the cross.
所以保罗完全无己。
And Paul didn't have himself.
保罗说我们这些工人呢，无非是神的用人，神的执事，用人，神用我们而已。
And Paul said that for us workers, we are but servants of the Lord.
所以他就说亚波罗算不得什么。
And he said that Apollos are nothing.
弟兄姊妹感谢主，如果光讲这句话问题很大。
And, but of course, if there will, it's very problematic if he only say this.
他接下来说保罗算什么。
And he continued to say that Paul is nothing.
今天我们常常在教会中听见说那个人算什么，那不行。
So oftentimes we hear somebody say that in the church, that person is nothing.
我们经常常听见说我算什么，这才好。
And we should say that to ourselves, I am nothing.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
一直到今天。
Until today.
我们看地上的教会这种的难处都还是存在。
And there's similar difficulties in the church even today.
保罗说你们像世人一样。
Paul said that you are just like the world.
这是世界的灵。
And this is the spirit of the world.
这个应当在十字架之下被铲除的。
And that shall be removed under the cross.
那我们也看见这里有些个人的问题。
And there are also some personal issues.
他们有道德上面的问题。
And they have some moral issues.
那么哥林多教会里发生了淫乱的事情。
And there's a fornication.
有人还自高自大。
And they were boasting about it.
那里也有人彼此告状，告到外邦人中间去了。
And they will also have lawsuits.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
保罗在这里处理这些问题的时候，背后都什么？拥有基督是他的智慧。
And as Paul was dealing with these issues, he used Christ as his wisdom.
那么从第六章开始，
And from chapter 6,
保罗讲到我们基督徒生活中的像婚姻问题啊，运用自由的问题啊。
And he talked about some matters in our daily living, like marriage and also exercising liberty.
在这里哈，有几句话我觉得是非常的宝贵。
And here I feel a few phrases are very precious.
我们看一下哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章这里第十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
这里说凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
It says that all things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by anything.
第十章啊，有类似的话。
Chapter 10, similar words.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十四节。
24.
凡事都可行，但不都有益处。凡事都可行，但不都造就人。无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
23 and 24. All things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor.
我们知道这是保罗透过基督的智慧而说的非常宝贵的话。
And these are precious words said by Paul through the wisdom of Christ.
是针对的当时代的一种的哲学思想。
And that is a pointing to the philosophical thoughts at that time.
我们知道在希腊哲学里面呢，有一派人叫做伊比古罗。
And we know that there's in the Greek philosophers, there's one, there's a, it could be Epicureanism. Sorry.
Okay. 那么这个凡事我都可行这句话是他们说出来的。
So they say that for that particular philosopher, they say all things are lawful.
那么这句话影响很多的很多的人。
And that has a great influence on many people.
他们的主张是什么呢？
And what's their thoughts?
他说一个人呢，不要自我限制。
And he said that you shall not restrain yourself.
不必很拘束。
And you don't have to discipline yourself.
你只要尽情地表达你自己。
You need to express yourself as much as you can.
注重经验。
And you need to place emphasis on your experience.
注重你自己的表达。
And place emphasis on your own expression.
所以呢，一个人呢，凡事我都可行，我爱做什么就做什么。
Therefore, for a person, all things are lawful. I can do whatever I want.
我们晓得这种自由的思想。
And we know that for such a liberal thought,
一直影响到今天。
And that has been carried all the way down here.
今天在美国，这是非常风行的一个想法。
And this is a very popular thinking in even in America.
我觉得我有自由，我爱跟做什么就做什么。
I feel like I have a freedom, I have a liberty, I can do whatever I want.
我愿意把自己弄得奇奇怪怪就奇奇怪怪，我不管别人。
I can make myself in any way I like, I don't care others.
弟兄姊妹们。这个思想在当代也影响很多的人。
And brothers and sisters, that thought, that kind of thinking influenced many people at that time.
甚至影响很多基督徒。
And that had also a great influence on Christians at that time.
但是保罗呢，透过基督的智慧。
And Paul, through the wisdom of Christ.
他告诉我们，凡事都可行。是的，基督徒有这个自由。
And he said that all things are lawful. Yes, indeed, for Christians, we have liberty.
但不都有益处。
But not all things are profitable.
也不都造就人。
And not all things edify.
所以他告诉我们，基督徒应该求别人的好处。
And he said that for Christians, we need to seek the good of others.
你看这是什么？这是从钉十字架的基督所产生的智慧。
And we can see that this is a wisdom from Christ crucified.
他就回答了婚姻的问题了。
And he answered the questions concerning marriage.
他也回答了基督徒生活中运用自由的问题了。
And he also answered the questions concerning how to exercise the liberty.
啊，我们看见保罗还讲了一个，其实一个很小的例子，就是吃肉的问题，对吧
？And he also mentioned a very trivial matter concerning eating meat.
那么这个吃肉的问题在哥林多的教会里面变成一个大问题了。
And yet that matter became a big problem in the Corinthian church.
因为有人说这个肉呢，经过了这个庙里面祭祀过再卖出来，基督徒是不可以吃的。
Because some people said that meat has gone through the temple, so Christians cannot eat it.
有人就说我凡事都是从神来的，为什么不能吃啊
？And some others say that all things are from God. Why can we not eat it?
干脆有人呢坐到庙里面吃就吃的。
Some people even ate the meat in the temple.
那么保罗就说，你要为着别人。
And Paul said that you need to be mindful of others.
所以保罗说我不吃肉。
And Paul said I will not eat meat.
不是我不喜欢吃啊。
It's not that I don't like meat.
是为着别人。
And I don't do it
怕绊倒别人
because of others. I don't want to stumble others.
良心软弱的弟兄姊妹被绊倒
I don't want to stumble others who are weak in conscience.
是基督徒有很大的自由
Yes, for Christians, we have a great liberty.
我们凡事都可以做
We can do all things.
但是呢你要记得不一定有益处
But not all things are profitable.
也不一定造就人
Not all things edify.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
我们看见保罗所以运用钉十字架的基督
And we can see that Paul used the Christ crucified
用这个智慧处理教会的问题
And he used this wisdom to deal with all the matters
他也处理聚会中的问题
And he also deal with all the issues in the assembly
我们知道蒙头的问题是保罗讲的
And we know that the matter concerning head covering
这是教会里面关于出头的问题对吧
And concerning who is the head
那么也讲到擘饼的问题
And talking about breaking bread
哥林多人的擘饼呢真的是非常的不好
And there's the meeting was not very good in for the Corinthians.
那么还有呢，关乎什么呢？教会里面恩赐运用的问题。
And there's also the matters concerning exercising spiritual gifts in the church.
圣灵把各样的恩赐赏赐给哥林多弟兄姊妹。
The Holy Spirit has given all kinds of gifts to the Corinthians.
但是呢，哥林多的教会里面却是非常的混杂。
And yet there's so much confusion in the church of Corinth.
所以保罗就运用什么呢？运用钉十字架的基督的智慧来解决这些问题。
And Paul used the Christ crucified to solve all these problems.
甚至那个时候有人怀疑这个根本没有复活的事情。
And that time they all even they also have a doubt concerning resurrection.
所以保罗也在这里解释。关于复活的问题
And Paul there explained the matter concerning resurrection
这个解释里面充满了启示的光、啊、
And in that explanation is filled with a revelation
他说神的工作最末了毁灭的仇敌是死
And he said that the last enemy of God's work is death
最后主把国度交给父亲
And in the end The Lord is going to give the kingdom to the Father
这里有一句话说使神是一切又在一切之内
And he said that then God will be all and in all
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们看见保罗因为懂得十字架的意义
We can see that Paul knew the meaning of the cross
他知道什么是基督钉十字架
And he knew what Christ and him crucified
他不是光知道这个道理
And he didn't only know the doctrine.
他也是确确实实把这个真理运用在教会的里面。
And he actually used that meaning in the church.
今天我们在地上治理教会。
As we are governing in the church today.
我们用的是什么方法
？And so what kind of methods are we using?
我们是用了神的方法吗
？Are we using God's method?
还是我们只不过是运用了人的方法
？Or we are using humans' methods?
你看保罗在这么样一个困难的一个。教会的里面
And we can see Paul in such a difficult church condition
保罗能运用神的方法
Paul was able to use a God's method
他能够按照神的旨意在这样一个光景的里面服侍主的教会也服侍了我们的神
And he can use a God's will to serve in such a condition serve his church and also serve our God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们要侍奉神的旨意
And we are to serve God's purpose.
我们不仅需要启示的光
Not only do we need the light of a revelation.
我们要懂得治理的方法
And we also need to know the way of a government.
我觉得今天在地上的教会中
And I feel like the 40 churches on earth today,
特别到末后的时代
especially as we come to the end times,
艰难越来越大
and the difficulties have become bigger and bigger.
但是我们不要忘记
but we don't forget
钉十字架的基督
and the Christ crucified,
却实在是一切问题的解答
is the answer to all the questions.
愿主用这些话重新一次激励我们
May the Lord use this word to once again to encourage us.
不管今天你所在的教会有多大的困难。
No matter what kind of difficulty you are facing in your church,
希望不灰心。
Let's not lose heart.
我们从保罗的榜样得鼓舞得激励。
May we gain encouragement and also exhortation from Paul's example.
我们坚决用神的方法。
We are hold fast to using God's way.
绝不用人的方法。
We will never use man's ways.
那么，也许主使我们所在的这个聚会也能够把神的旨意带进来。
Maybe the Lord will use us to usher in God's will in our local assembly.
让主今天在地上就能得着荣耀。
So that the Lord can gain glory even today on this earth.
我们请低头再先祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have another word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
你因着你自己荣耀的旨意救赎了我们。
Because you save us according to your glorious purpose.
也建立了我们。
And also have built us up.
主，我们知道你的工作是荣耀的。
We know that your work is glorious.
但愿你使我们能明白你工作的法则。
And I pray that you will allow us to see the way of your works.
叫我们知道今天在地上的教会中如何来治理。
So that we will know how to govern in the local church even today.
使你自己的荣耀也能够显在地上。
So that your glory can also be manifested on the earth.
让你的旨意在我们中间人就很通。
So that your will can be carried out even among us.
我们感谢你多年来你把荣耀的启示的光赏赐给我们。
We thank you for many years you have revealed this light of your glorious purpose to us.
这个实在吸引我们的心。
That has attracted our hearts.
让我们能够起来跟随你。
So that we may rise up and follow you.
我们求你保守在末后时代中的众教会。
We pray that you will continue to keep all the churches in the end times.
在仇敌四围的环境中。
As we are surrounded by the enemies.
在我们个人肉体的软弱光景中。
And in our weak conditions of our flesh.
主啊，你来建立你自己的家。
You will build out your own house.
主，我们仰望你的怜悯。
Lord, we look up to your mercy.
你怎样使用保罗
？How you use Paul?
求你今天也照样使用我们。
And may you use us even today.
我们一同把敬拜归给你。
We want to give you our worship.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.